This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
All right, hang on. Whoa. Just hang on. It's going to happen any minute now. No. Right. I thought the fanfare was going to play and there were good balloons that were going to fall down.
For the
100th episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. But no, there's nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're here with the 100th KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast with me, Gary Wilson, and her whooping Chelsea Little.
And this one kicked off with Conquer Chaos. You had a warning for any wannabe breakdancers.
We're here to help.
Big question to the audience, though. Am I better than Peter Andre?
Oh, poor Peter. Why drag him into it? Honestly, yeah, it's a good royal reason.
Your wife gave you a movie night surprise.
Wow.
I love it.
That was not what I was expecting when I got home.
And Gen Z are taking over our lives with new recipes.
Yes, if you need to be down with the kids or kids, if you need to stay in the loop, you're in the right place because this is the latest 100th edition of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. It's entitled
Conquer Controversy and Dirty Dames.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Let's have a sing along. Conkers. I'm collecting conkers. Everybody, I'm trying hard to find the biggest and the best. Oh, yes.
Conkers.
Lots of lovely conkers. I want a conker that is better than the rest. Oh, yeah.
I have never heard that song.
You don't have the Conkers song?
Ever.
Get with
I've
it,
I've played
girl.
Conkers, but I didn't know there was a Conkers song.
Well, there is a Conkers song, and I'm playing it because there is Conker Scandal that I need to tell you about. Scandal in the world of conquering. And it's all around a guy called David Jakins. He has been desperate to win the Conker Championships, okay?
Yeah.
Which is happening up north. And he's tried to do it 46 times. He's aged 82 now.
Love this.
And some people are saying, oh, he was so desperate, he's turned to cheating. Because after he won, in his pocket, they found a dummy chestnut made of steel. And in the
steel?
Quarterfinals and semifinals, he had smashed his opponent's conkers into oblivion. He's saying, no, I used a real one. This is a joke one I have in my pocket for joking around. So people are now
foolish
making up
error.
Their own conclusions about David, the man they once called King Conker, who was so desperate that some are saying, not all.
He's gone to
we
the
have
dark
no
side.
We have no conconation on this. But it has seemingly all gone a little bit wrong in the world of conquers. But, you know, never mind, because we've always got a song, everybody. Oh, yes. Conquers. I'm collecting conquers. Everybody.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Word of warning for any of my fellow B-boys and girls.
Okay.
If you like to break, if you like to make some
break it down.
Moves, if you like to caterpillar around the place, watch out. There's a medical thing, and they've said, watch out for this. A fella comes in, he's got a lump on his head. They're quite concerned about it, as you would be. They get talking to him, and they find out that he's a break dancer. And basically, he's got what they were calling a break dance bulge on the top of his head. His head has kind of gone a bit cone-shaped because he spent so much of his life, he spent the last 20 years spinning on the top of his head. So it's all inflamed, it's all swollen up. And they said, just stop doing it. No, just a word of warning.
Word of warning.
To my fellow B-boys and girls, if you're going to throw down a bit of lino later on in a street somewhere, you know, somewhere in Chatham, you're just going to throw down some lino and get spinning. Just be careful. That's what I'm saying. Do it in moderation.
That is not what Black Eyed Peas meant when they said my humps.
No, that was something else entirely. And still something we can't talk about on the breakfast show. But just watch out, me boys and girls. Okay, you
spin
have been
with
warned.
Caution.
Yeah, boy.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
Okay.
But I think I've done better than Peter Andre. And that is a bold statement because I love Peter Under.
You haven't
He's
a
fabulous.
Hit record.
I haven't got a hit record.
You haven't been
no.
in the celebrity jungle?
No.
You haven't had a romance with Katie Price?
No, I've not.
So I don't see what you're saying then. You're going to have to come very strong right now.
I am allowed into Buckingham Palace and Peter Andre is not.
What?
I know, right. Roll back. Peter Andre, celebrity, gets invited to high fly places, doesn't right. he? Like Buckingham Palace.
Right.
Went there for a big event.
He did?
Yeah.
Right.
He was telling a joke.
Yeah.
Spilt black coffee on the rug on the very expensive red, lovely, lush carpet they've got going around on the royal rug. it's not a carpet, is it? It's a royal rug. And one of the staff joked and said that 1 square meter of this carpet costs more than your house.
Oh.
Never invited back. I would like to say I did a tour of Buckingham Palace as a tourist, and I managed to not spill a single thing. And considering that every time I walk into this radio studio, I spill or drop something, I think that's quite an achievement.
I think that is quite an achievement, you know.
So I think if anyone's woken up this morning and you've not spilled anything yet...
Yeah. You're better than Peter Andre.
You can feel good about yourself. Because Peter Andre is elite, isn't he? He's perfect, Peter. He can't put a foot wrong. He's so fab.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Hey, everyone. Peter Andre's worse than you. That's what you've come on and said here. Wow. What a thing. See you in court, everyone.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Play along at home, in the car, wherever you are across the county. It's time to play Dame Judy Dench has got a dirty... What? That's what we need to know. Your guesses are welcome, Chelsea Little.
Brush.
She's got a dirty brush.
Yeah, well, you know when you leave all the hair in the brush and you've got to empty it in the bin.
That's a good one, actually. That's quite thoughtful. I'm afraid, no.
Rug?
No.
Room?
No.
Dog?
Closer.
Dog is close. Hamster?
Along the same lines again.
Ferret?
You're kind of closer, but he is
Squirrel.
An animal. He's like a dog. No.
Cat.
No. It is parrot. She's got a dirty parrot.
She's got a pet parrot.
She got a pet parrot, and she didn't know that it spoke. And then one time, her housekeeper turned up.
Yeah.
And the parrot went, "You're a something," and called her a bad word.
Naughty parrot.
And then her grandson was around with his girlfriend, and her girlfriend said, "Oh, I've got thermal underwear on," having a conversation with Jane Doody. And the parrot called her a bad word. And she said, "It's time and it's brilliant." She's tried to teach it to recite Shakespeare.
No, won't do it.
Not doing it
Doesn't
at
like
all.
The prose.
But here's the worst one of all. And can I say this on the radio? Yeah. The parrot once shouted, "Boris Johnson!"
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
You're on a plane, right? Imagine you're on a plane. You've got an armrest either side of you. You've got a person either side of you. How do you decide who's using which armrests? Okay, so you're in the middle there. You've got the armrest. You've got one either side of you. I'm pretending now because I've got armrests on my chair. You see, I can do it. It's magical. It's very clever, right? Who's using them?
I always feel like the middle person pulls the short straw because whenever I've been sat in the middle on a plane, I always end up just not having to make any eye contact. I'm looking down and my arms are in between because I'm normally wedged and the armrests have been claimed.
Oh, you've lost
by
out.
The two.
So you've got no armrest?
I've got no armrest.
Okay, so you're
That's
saying no armrest.
That's why I never sit in the middle.
Okay. Well,
so I always miss out.
Sometimes you don't get a choice though, of course.
No, that's very true.
So, but if you are... Unfortunately, in the middle, you're saying you're going to get beaten to it.
Yeah.
You get no armrest.
No armrest.
All right. Well, look, what do you think? Right? That's you. You're on your plane. You're off on your holidays. Let's assume they're strangers. Yeah? So there's no bickering between, people you know and love. Armrest either side of you. Person either side of you. Who's using the armrest?
Louise in East Morling said it should come down to an arm wrestle.
Oh, that's a good idea. Just fight it out.
Imagine
each time
you sit down. I quite like the idea of it, like you literally using the armrest for the arm wrestle, and you're like, right, you, me, Susan, let's battle it out.
Okay, you claim it.
You claim it.
You claim that armrest.
You have to earn it.
You battle the armrest.
Yeah.
Morning, Newsy.
Obviously, if you're sat in the middle, then you use both of them, right? Because you've got somebody on the window side, they can lean on that side, and you've got somebody on the aisle who can lean on that side. so you just take up the whole middle.
But they've got one each, and you've got two. What makes you so special?
Well, you're in the middle, as Chelsea said. You've drawn the short straw, so you've got to take the luxuries while you can get them.
That's a fair point. There needs to be perks for the middle seater. They deserve the perks of the double armrest.
You've got the perks of the double shoulder dribble. Because you can rest your head.
Not if it's someone you don't know.
Yeah, but they don't
mind.
You can't
get dribbling on no stranger.
Put a napkin on. It's fine. And you've got the headrest. You can rest across. Make a friend. But I do think, actually, we're keeping it in the family here. And we do have a decision that's come in.
We do. We have an expert.
We need a sort of fanfare for this.
Yeah, come on. We have got an air hostess herself. Mama Little has got in touch.
Your mum, Helen.
Yep. She's got in touch. And she's an air hostess. She is an air hostess.
Can we call her that, or is she a trolley dolly, or is she...
No,
what do you call her?
Air hostess.
Air hostess.
Yeah, they've earned the title.
Not
they're training
flight attendant.
Well hard.
Not a flight attendant.
No, I like air hostess. Okay, glamorous.
So you're not going with the technical thing that
it's
they've trained
the
for,
point.
You're just going with the one that you like.
The point is, she's
anyway.
Come in with the facts, so
yes.
Shush. The middle seat gets both armrests. The window seat, the nearest one to the window, and the aisle seat gets the armrest nearest to the outside. So everybody on the outside gets one armrest each. Gotcha. The middle armrest gets both.
Yeah.
It's not a rule, but it's courtesy that that's how it should be done.
Okay, right. Now, so you're in the plane and you're in the row of five seats, okay? And you're the second one in from the left.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
My last thought last night was, he's not a magician! So I was out at netball with one of my daughters. I came home and my wife was watching a movie, which I presume was about some kind of illusionist.
Yeah.
She was watching it on the laptop in bed. I got into bed to go to sleep as well. Look on the laptop. I don't know what was going on there, but it was not a film about illusionist. Apparently Magic Mike is about something else entirely.
I like that she waited until you were out to watch it.
That was not a wand. I'm telling you now, that was not a wand.
I bet there was a lot of magic happening though.
Well, she seemed to be thinking it was.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
And you know how we all just abbreviate things now? The Gen Zs have influenced us and now everything becomes like cost of living is Cozzy Lives.
Oh, yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter is Sabby C.
Sabby C, I've heard my kids call her Sabby C.
General election was Jenny Leck.
Jenny Leck, who I thought was a lady for a while. I thought, Jenny Leck, is she going to be the new Prime Minister? Could she be worse than Liz Truss? I don't know. No, but I was wrong about that.
Well, I'm putting my foot down because I think it's got too far.
Okay.
So I ordered this food delivery box. You know, you can get them. I get sent loads of offers in the post and I finally broke down and was like, okay, I'll get one.
Okay,
and
yeah,
they send you all the ingredients and the recipes so you don't have to think about it. Lovely. Life-saving hack.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Who likes thinking? Nobody.
Nobody. I don't want to do it. And I got out one of the recipes and was like, oh, that sounds good.
Mm-mm.
And it said on the recipe, Jackie P... with chilli. And I don't want to eat it now. I'm looking at it, I'm like, no, I'm not eating you calling yourself a Jackie P. That's not the way we do things here. Where's it going to end? Spag bowl becomes Spaggy B?
Spaggy B, yeah, bring it on.
Macaroni cheese, Mackie C?
Mackie C!
I was trying to think of another thing, but you can't really abbreviate fajitas.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
If you're a fan of Crocs, I'm helping you out here. I'm giving you a heads up on things to be on high alert against.
Okay, I love a croc. I just want to put that out there in case the Croc Corporation listening in.
I love a croc too. I've got fluffy ones. They're my favourite thing ever.
Okay.
However,
uh-oh.
There's a woman on the internet.
Oh, but there's always a woman on the internet.
And she's a baker. She was hard at work. She's got one of those tall trolleys. You know, like the rolly ones you used to get at school? You put your dinner tray on.
Oh, I know the ones you mean. Them. So, yeah, they'd have their tray of bread all in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know the ones you mean.
She'd been hard at work all day baking loads of cakes and she'd put them all in this trolley.
Yeah.
She'd put the last tray into that trolley and looked at it with pride.
Yeah.
All these masterpieces she'd slaved over for hours.
Oh, wonderful.
Pulls the trolley towards her to start leading it out of the room.
Yeah.
And it catches on her croc, because the thing is with crocs, they're quite squishy, aren't they?
They're quite squishy.
And the croc just wiggled on under that wheel, tipped the entire baking tray, the trolley of trays over, and all of her day's work fell over her and over the floor. Icing, cookies, cake, crumbs, everywhere. All the bakes on the floor because her croc got stuck under that wheel. And my favourite thing is that she pushes the trolley out of the way and kicks the croc off. Just the one that got stuck under the wheel.
She's It's her. It's clearly her fault. I don't want to, you know, add insult to injury, but let's not blame it on the shoes here, people. It's totally her fault. And can we also all agree that being buried under an avalanche of sweet treats is there's worse things that could happen. Eat your way to freedom, madam. Eat your way out of there. You got this.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Well, what's going on in the WhatsApp group chat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes, it's about what's going on. Hey, Chelsea's WhatsApp group chat in the apartment block. What's going down?
It's been scandalous because Sunset Club has been cancelled 2 weeks in a row now because of the rain.
This is when they go and sit out and watch
the
sunset.
They do on the top floor, and it's normally they get lovely views. Yeah. Quite a collection of people now that go. They bought extra garden furniture.
collection of people.
Yeah, so those people can go. But they've started a kitty to try and get a gazebo so then they can put a gazebo up.
Yes, they have.
They can still watch the sunset in the rain. Oh, I quite like it.
Sunset in the rain. The Chelsea Little story. Wonderful.
And then another random thing has been left on one of the apartment floors this week. And this week it was an egg box on the second floor. No one knows how it got there. There wasn't any eggs in it.
Okay.
But it was neatly placed in the corner.
In a way, it sounds like rubbish, doesn't it? Yeah. There's rubbish accumulating.
But it was neatly placed. It wasn't just like randomly discarded in the middle as someone was taking their bins out.
Well,
it was neatly placed.
Someone's kicked it over to the corner. Someone's kicked it over to the corner.
Abandoned.
Like, what is this rubbish? I'm not cleaning it up. I'm putting it in the corner. Toe poke.
And Selling Sandra is back. Mm. And this week's highlights of what she had to offer. See if any of these interest you.
Okay, make a list, everyone.
It's a fluffy pet bed for a small dog or cat.
A fluffy pet bed.
Yeah.
Okay, a pet bed. Yeah, not a pet bed.
A pet bed.
Yeah.
So a fluffy one.
It's a bed you have as a pet. I mean, that would be sad. But yes, a pet bed.
Or a cooling pet towel.
Oh,
it's pet themed this week.
Makes me wonder what happened to the pet. That's what I'm worried
Maybe
about.
Maybe she sold him. It is Selling Sandra.
Yeah, that's true. You would have thought they could have sold the pet bed and the other bits with it. But, you know, that's just me. I would have done it as an ongoing
As a package
concern,
deal.
As a package deal. But that's not how she works.
It's not.
Obviously.
Selling Sandra likes to keep us on our toes.
She really does. Well, look, don't direct it. If you want a pet bed, don't ask us. I'm not acting as a middleman.
I'm not
Vinted, sorry. But I'm not Marketplace. Forget it. But wow, a lot going on,
There's
as always,
going on.
In your chat this morning. Thank you for updating us on the WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat.
Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
So there's a lady called Chloe. She's 33. Her husband is 38. They've just had another little baby. They've already got a little toddler who's a couple of years old.
Yeah.
He has moved out into a tent in the garden every night. He goes and sleeps in a tent. He's my hero. Good night, family. I'm going into the garden now. That's what he's doing. He goes out and just stays
into the garden to avoid his kids.
Well, not just his kids, his wife as well. But apparently, she's saying it's made their relationship stronger. It's really working for them. He'd read a book called Micro Adventures, and they said, you know, you can have adventures in life. Just do small ones. So his adventure is going out and sleeping in the tent every night. I guess her adventure is staying in with two small babies.
The two
that
wildebeests.
Two little sleep thieves. So, yeah, that's how that worked out. Now, this is already going well, working for them, when he decided to up the ante a little bit and instead went and pitched his tent in a nearby park. Yes, he went even further away. Go on, Stuart.
Eventually, he's just going to move out.
What a hero. No, she's saying that a lot of people are saying, does that mean he's working his way away from you? But
yeah.
No, they are closer than ever. Everything's fine. It's an all-round win. That's what they're saying. So,
Wow. Fellas,
you need to go outdoors today.
Go outdoors.
For a happy life.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
There's a guy called Peter, and he lives in Cornwall. He won the lottery, £13.5 million. Now, he did what a lot of people do, went out and bought flashy cars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is it always a car?
People love cars, don't they? He used to be a bus driver, so he obviously likes to be out
on the road. He's got an appreciation for the vehicles.
Right, exactly. So he's bought these nice cars, and he's going along in his nice car, and he heard that there was a bride, and that her wedding had kept being cancelled. He had this story.
Yeah.
And now it was happening, but there was no car. So he had a really nice car. So he went by and he picked her up. He says, such a memorable moment. The bride walked out. She was expecting to get into her dad's car. That's what she was going to do. And then she saw my Bentley parked up across the street. She wept so much, she had to go back in to get her makeup fixed. And now, he loved it, doing it so much, it made him feel so good.
Yeah.
He now just uses his own fleet of his own personal cars just to take people for nothing to their weddings. He takes the brides.
And he says,
it's the happiest day of their life. The only payment I need is to see the joy on their faces.
Oh, stop it. That made me feel all warm and fuzzy.
There's a bit of a warm, fuzzy one for your Thursday morning. We could all do with extra warm, fuzzy bits, if you ask me.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Science news. You know, we're always number one for science news.
I think very
much people think of us and science news in the same breath. And here we have some news from 340 million years ago of Arthropleura. Arthropleura.
It's not a planet.
It is a centipede. Centipede/millipede.
Absolutely not.
No? Don't like the sound of it already.
Too many legs.
Okay, well, I've got to tell you, it looks more like, to me, a wood lice's body.
Oh, don't.
With a centipede's head.
Ooh.
That's what they found. And by the way, it's 8.5 feet long!
What?
Yes, it's a mega millipede from 340 million years ago.
Goodness.
They found this skeleton for the first time.
It's like
they found
the
whole
of a
fossil.
Sofa.
It's the size of a car, essentially. They've
just
got a picture of it
around.
Next to a car. Now, don't worry, they only eat vegetation, and plus, they're not alive anymore. But just seeing it next to a car, it's like. Can you imagine if they were still around today and it'd be like, oh, you're in your car and there's a...
Sorry, I'm late.
A megapede,
Arthropleura. The megapede got on the road again.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I got cut up by Arthropleura again. Oh, what a nightmare.
You know what they're like. They just always try and cross on amber.
Yeah, did you get his details? You know, insurance details. He scuttled off before I could get his insurance details. A typical Arthropleura. What a nightmare, you see?
At least they wouldn't scuttle in your house. You'd hear them before they got even within walking
distance.
Wouldn't
fit through the door.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
4 years ago, something that was loved and hated disappeared forever, or so it seemed. Now it's back,
and you can put it on your toast again. Marmite squeezy.
Oh, I missed Marmite squeezy.
Oh, you were a misser, were you?
I was a misser. I hate it when people double dunk because you always get crumbs in pots. This isn't just a Marmite situation.
No.
It's a Nutella, a peanut butter, jam.
Yeah.
People spread and then they dunk again. Not fun. Whereas if it's squeezy, no crumbs.
No crumbs.
And
none
Marmite.
Of that, you know, a Marmite lid, that's the great joy of the new Marmite.
Yeah.
Is obviously, first of all, you got that little paper tag that you get to break. That's a nice feeling.
Yeah, I do enjoy that.
And then the second thing is that you can actually take the lid off and it's not gunked up completely. I mean, a bit of stringy Marmite, you can get that right across the kitchen if you're lucky.
It stretches for miles.
It really can. You're trying to break it and it will not break. The string of Marmite won't break.
It does make you wonder what on earth it's made of, isn't it?
Well,
like, what is in there?
It's made of beer gunge. That's what it's made of. Delicious as it is. I think so anyway. Obviously, people have different opinions on it, famously. But the Marmite squeezy is now apparently going to be a less viscous formula. It's going to be less sticky and a bit thinner. So it means you can actually squeeze it a bit easier onto whatever you're having.
And maybe it'll spread easier as well, because that Marmite takes holes out of your toast every single time.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Where it's time to play my brand new game. What's Chelsea got in common with veteran Hollywood superstar Al Pacino from all those mafia movies? It's a catchy title. Might have to work on it slightly, but that's the game, okay?
It's a bit long, but I think we'll snip it down. We'll
okay,
get there.
Right, but you get the gist, though. What have you got in common with the veteran Hollywood superstar out of all the mafia movies? Al Pacino. Have your guesses, please, Chelsea Little.
We both like a bad boy.
I don't know whether he likes a bad boy.
He makes a lot of movies about them.
I suppose that's true. Yeah, I think possibly in different ways, but I'm going to say that's not the answer I'm looking for.
We're both 5'6". He's only a little man, isn't he? He's a short king.
Yeah, he's okay, if you say so. Okay.
I don't know if he is 5'6", but I'm just, okay. It's against him.
Okay, yeah, it's just, okay. No.
He likes tiny dogs.
No. It's,
Give me a clue. Food related?
No. I'm gonna give you a clue. Green.
Green?
Yep.
Does he like Shrek?
During an interview, someone saw, while they were talking to him, his phone case.
Stop it.
And he was... Well, this is the conversation.
Who would be expecting Shrek? Who? That's mine. My youngest daughter said, can I have your phone, Dad? I'm just gonna... So I gave her my phone. And she came back, and she had this on it. She said, it's Shrek, Dad! I said, Shrek? Wow. Okay, babe, I'll hold on to it.
He's got a Shrek phone case. He's a Shrek fan, just as you are, Chelsea.
I love it.
Isn't that excellent, excellent work?
That is brilliant. He has gone so much higher up in my estimation, Chelsea.
Oh, forget his 50 years of silver screen success.
Yeah, no.
Oscar nominations.
His Shrek phone case. Yeah, he's got a Shrek phone case.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.